$50,000. All grants.
A couple quick questions on programs. The Rural Industrial Park, you know, a loan and grant program.
Mm-hmm.
Again, is that one where you're going to want to see a company attached to it?
I don't know.
So that's what I was looking at, and the other one was the Industrial Site Improvement Fund.
And I think that that's gone.
Okay.
But I will check.
I hadn't seen any awards since, I think, 08 on that one. That's only on that first one. Yeah. The Rural Industrial Park, you know, we seem to meet the eligibility requirements. Assuming there's still money on the grant side, you know.
We can find that out.
That'd be
on both the rural and the industrial.
On this green dollars that the state has,
mm-hmm,
for businesses and for personal homeowners, is there any potential that a county could apply for some of that? For example, to develop this whole aquifer thing, could the county apply for some of that green money? I know it's not designed that way right now, if you're saying it's private business and individual homeowners, but...
I'll need to research this a bit more, but the state got $96 million from the federal stimulus program. And the state, in turn, broke it down to a plan about how it was going to spend that $96 million in renewable and advanced energy stimulus money. And about $30 million of it is for energy efficiency, doing financing and helps homeowners and private resident, maybe private commercial entities, food efficiency. Some of it was for public buildings and for counties to use for their own courthouse or for jails or things like that.
And the commission should have gotten a letter, because I think every county in Ohio and six or eight of the major cities all got letters with applications.
Right. You guys got community development block grant energy efficiency dollars. You know, every county did, as I recall.
Mm, I think so.
So if you haven't used that, then theoretically it could be used for something like this?
Well, but you guys would know, somebody in your administration would know whether it's been used or not. It probably wasn't very much. I mean, like Hamilton County got $4 million, for example. So it wouldn't have popped as a lot of bucks.
It's population-based.
It's population-based, yeah. So actually, it may be that a municipality is above a certain size and counties above a certain size. So frankly, as I think about it, not every county got an allocation, but then there was additional dollars available. There were additional dollars available for counties to apply for that didn't, the state that didn't meet the cutoff for a direct allocation. So you might want to check with that, and I could try to also inquire about that through the Energy Office.
Another meeting that started 5 minutes ago.
Sorry. There were two other thoughts that came to mind. One was the recovery zone bonds. I'm pretty certain that every county in Ohio did get an allocation of recovery zone bonds.
Recovery zone bonds.
Yeah, we had to have a clear up. We looked at that.
Well, what Ohio is doing, not with the public recovery zone bonds, but with the private, because there's two types of recovery zone bonds, and one's intended for the governments to use for infrastructure. And I would encourage you, if you haven't used them, to use them. If you've got anything that you're going to finance, it's cheaper. It's cheaper than what the county can issue bonds, or I'm assuming you can use them in the city and the county as well. You should consider using those bonds all the way up. On the private side, what we're doing, I don't know that on the private side the bonds are cheaper, the portion of the recovery zone bonds that are applied by allocation for private businesses, they're not cheaper, but the uses are expanded from typically what the old IDBs can be used for. I mean, you still can't put McDonald's up with them, but you know, the Tax Reform Act of the 80s, because there were abuses all over the country, Congress just shrunk dramatically what private companies could use for industrial revenue bonds for. Well, the recovery zone bonds just expanded that back open a bit. So the advantage with those is the kinds of businesses that you can use recovery zone bonds for. Your recovery zone bond allocation probably wasn't large, but here's a good heads up. the state, because we're going to lose the money back to the federal government if we don't use it by the end of the year. So the state saw a couple of other states across the country pulling all of the statewide allocation that wasn't reserved by a project back into a statewide pool. And then the state is going to redistribute it all around the state to projects, not to communities, but to projects, so that we maximize the use of those dollars in the state of Ohio and don't give any of it back to the federal government unless we have to. So I think Cleveland may have, I don't know what Cleveland's allocation is, $40 million. They probably have, $100 million worth of projects. So they'll knock down the $40 million from their allocation and they'll come back to us on the statewide pool and say, we need another 60. And if nobody else wants it, they'll get the 60 million because it's better here than going back to Washington or going to another state. So if there's the potential that you have a project, probably in the next 6 months, and you should have gotten a letter from us. Yep.
Yeah, we get for the economic development side, 1.786 million, and facilities is 2.67 million.
Yeah, those are just the reverse from what you assumed by reading. The economic development side is actually, I think, the public government expenditure. The facilities are the private activity side of the bonds. It's what companies will use. But it's the private side, for the most part, that we're pulling back into a statewide pool any unused funds. And then we'll reallocate them to individual projects on a statewide basis.
The way it was explained to us, though, is we needed to have a project and they want the dollar spent.
Yeah.
So at this point, we don't have anything on the table. So we're kind of out of the loop on that.
On the private side, yeah, if you don't have something in the near term, I don't know what the timelines are, but I would say the first 6 months of this year, if you don't have a project in tow, you probably won't be able to use the recovery zone facility bonds for this project. You could potentially use the economic development bonds if those aren't already allocated somewhere else. If you anticipate paying for infrastructure somehow and borrowing the money, it's a cheaper way for governments to borrow money in the marketplace to do public infrastructure improvements than what almost any, it's my understanding at least from the bond councils that we talked to, cheaper than almost what any local government can go and borrow in the marketplace because there's a credit associated with it that actually lowers the interest rate.
35%.
Yeah, effectively below tax exempt municipal issuances.
It was 35, now it's 45. But my understanding is they want those dollars used up, and if we didn't have something in the short term, that we really didn't need to apply for those because they're going to be looking at a 3-month, a 90-day report to say, hey, are you using these monies? And at this point, we're not ready to pull the trigger, so we're probably not going to be eligible because we have to have something back by the end of this month, January 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So
if there's a penalty involved.
Yeah, is there?
If you don't report.
Well,
if we request dollars in the future, but then we cannot.
See.
Sorry. We promised people would be there at 5.
Thank you guys for coming.
You guys have to walk the back door.
I'll probably have to arrange for somebody to drive me home, won't I? I don't know if there's a penalty or not.
We got the word back that there wasn't from Abbott. Mm-hmm. He emailed back and said there wasn't. I guess the tough part is, like Chris said, January 31st is easy to a resolution. There was a reporting period that was like 60 to 90 days away. It understands, like, okay, what are you doing with it? Well, but we were going to be, well, we still don't know. At that point, we're going to lose it.
Yeah.
Back, so, yeah.
Can it be used for right-of-way acquisition?
Probably under the one program.
Probably.
But you are going to have to pay it back. It's just going to be cheaper money.
Right.
Yeah, so.
you know, my biggest concern is if we don't have something out there, we throw our hat in the ring for this, then the next time something comes around, you know, if we do it again, I don't want to have a black eye because we've done something like
I don't think that will happen, and part of the reason that you're seeing multiple deadlines is because we're trying to approach this as fairly and equitably as possible. There's already a reaction that the state's taking this away. Well, we are sort of, but we're not. We're trying to use it on a statewide basis rather than lose any of it back to Washington. If we left it up to the community to tell us whether or not they're going to use it, every community in the state would say, you know, absolutely we're going to use it. Nobody would voluntarily give up money if there was even the slightest prospect, Commissioner, even the outside chance that something might pop. And things pop all the time, so there's always a chance. But sooner or later, you know, if we don't pull the money back, we'll lose it, because there are lots of communities that will hold open forever the hope that that outside chance will pop, and it doesn't. And then they're sitting on the money and it's gone. And we can't do anything about it because the federal government in the legislation has hard deadlines in the federal legislation that say the money's obligated by such and such a date or it's gone. I would be shocked if anything would be held against you if you sort of pushed the limits on this thing. And I assure you that there are many, many communities out there that are going to push the limits just as far as they can to get this thing to hold on to the money as long as they're reasonably
good. Keep
in mind, there'll be a statewide pool. You will be eligible for application to the statewide pool as well if something does pop. If you do give up your allocation, or if your allocation is taken from you, probably more appropriately, there will be a statewide pool that you can go back to if something does pop and you do have a project and say, we need money.
Well, there'll be a lot of money that goes back into that pot because of this.
Yes.
So I guess it's kind of a shell game whether or not you go on the front side or the back side, depending on when you're ready for the trigger.
Yeah. I mean, either way, I think you're going to have access to money if it comes early enough. If it comes late enough, it's anybody's guess how much money is going to be left late in the process to allocate. Some of it depends upon the economy. Is the economy going to get better? Is it going to stay where it's at? Is it going to get worse? You know, those things will all affect how many deals we've got coming through the pipeline and how much of that money the state of Ohio ends up getting to use from the federal government. So,
thanks for coming. You
got sure.
7 o'clock meeting in Cincinnati here.
I didn't.
Another meeting.
So you just east west, we don't have a problem with them.
Shoot down 127.
My office were here, I'd be home.
There's a disaster?
Yeah, 127.
That's all right. That's all right. 127 down to 73.
West on 73. You hear that?
Okay, fine. You know.
Thank you, Will. Any questions?
It'll cut off some of that.
Well, if they do, they've got their cards and they can be right in contact with them.
Appreciate you coming over.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
That was very nice to meet you again. Yes.
We could make it happen on resort, though.
When it starts
rolling, what direction is that?
One train.
Is that a year?
Yes.
Oh, three, yeah. Okay.
I'm a smaller one.
I might wind up getting
it. Yes, sir. It's all tight.
Make sure you don't miss anything.
Thanks, Mom. See you later. Happy day.
Thank you.
Be safe.
Yeah, we need to do it right.
Right.
Yeah. You can't be so sort of running headlong at this thing.
Oh, yeah, look the right team, you got
it. Okay. I vote for that.
Thank you guys for coming out.
Oh, yeah, you guys got a lot of back door, too.
No respect, no respect.
They may leave us by going a good day.
All right, Connie.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
Hey, guys. I'm all good for you.
It's not bad.
Hopefully, we may have a few more pieces falling together then.
Oh, yeah, we're talking to our people. That's important thing.
You know, I never even gave the green concept thought, but I'll have to dig some paperwork out. There was a presentation, and they're like, on the initial, there was some additional cost, but not a lot. But then they said after that, they said people really bought into it. So I don't know, man. It's kind of a hard concept for me, like I say, to embrace because we had trouble getting recycling going around here. So.
That's your green initiative.
Yeah,
I understand it.
But they said once they started getting it up and running, you know, just kind of the aesthetics and things and the low impact that they could prove to everybody, that people bought in pretty quick.
Well, I think we should look at is, we don't want to kill the cost on this, but what can we do to legitimately in the marketplace, you know, press green and sell green without getting called out? Hey, you guys are just saying that.
Right, yeah.
And I think we can start doing things with ourselves and other districts that won't cost us a dime and say, hey, yeah, we're promoting a green park. We're not going to use it yet, but it's going to be green. Staying confident, perhaps.
Thanks, guys.
Excuse me, sir. You got
to go. Thanks, Shane.
Thanks
a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, Connie.
See you.